I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
How's everybody? Oh, my God. I fucked up it up. I fucked it up. I fucked it up. Let's do a take two.
Hi, friends.
How is everyone doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Better than me as I mess up the intro twice. It's fine. We're thriving.
We're great. We're doing so good.
We are doing great. I think I just got excited. Because we talked and we like got shit done and we were so productive.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, we're getting like really good at getting to the point and talking about the stuff we need to talk about and then jumping right in. It's fabulous.
I mean, I feel like we still dicked around. I feel like it wasn't all business though. I definitely.
What we're going to wear to the Stevie Nicks concert is business. That's like taking up a majority of my brain right now.
I can't tell you how excited I am. So Amber just texted me out of the blue. I'm just minding my little business. Just, you know, chilling around. Neighbor's like, would you go to Stevie Nicks with me and mom if you could? And I was like, I mean, obviously. Like, yeah. I think I was like, yeah. Like, obviously, like, yeah. The fuck? I was just so excited, but you were also, I'm pretty sure, were drinking.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't, but no. Were other people in your life drinking when this decision was made?
No.
Not really?
No.
Oh my God, you guys are just the cutest. You just
wanted a little girl, say? Yeah, well, so my mom got 4 tickets, and she invited her friend April, my mom April and her friend April go to so many concerts together. Like, that's all they did last summer. So they always, you know, whoever has the time to buy the tickets will buy the tickets, and it's really cute.
And they just, like, know that they're going to have a buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. So my mom got a ticket for me because she asked if I wanted to go. And then I said, yeah, let me know how much the tickets are. And she said, it's a birthday gift, you know, early birthday. And so then I was like, cool. Now I get to go for free.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, thanks, mom. Thanks, mom.
And then I didn't hear from her for a couple of days. And then when they came over, she was like, well, I got an extra ticket and I had an idea, but I wanted to make sure that she would want to go first. And I was like, you know, I think so, but I was like, but Leslie and I, like, we both like music, but we actually don't talk about it that much. So, like,
right,
I assumed that of course you'd want to go see Stevie Nicks because, like, we do share a brain. But I was just like, I need her to verify for me.
Well, yeah, because that's like a concert. So, like, if it was more of just like, oh, you know, like, sure, I'd go, then, like, definitely go next on the list because this is like a once in a lifetime for me, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I just wanted to make sure that you were going to be hyped about it and not just going because, like, I asked you to go.
Oh, no, I'm very hyped. And you know me, how I prepare. So the preparation has begun.
Yep. Mine too. So that's what we were doing before we hopped on. We were helping each other decide outfit stuff.
Plan the fits. Guys, the grid is blowing up. And actually, talking about the grid blowing up about fashion, Amber, if you want, we can cut this out, but I think we should do a little plug. Oh. About somebody's new little Instagram.
Yes, I do have an Instagram. Thank you for asking.
I mean, we can cut this out, but I appreciate it.
I think
it's pretty fucking cool. So
thank you. Yeah, I've actually had a couple people ask me why.
Okay, so, well, here. Good thing you have a podcast.
A good thing I can tell the 20 people.
There's more than 20, I'm pretty sure.
That is true. So I don't know. The way I look at my personal Instagram is there are pictures of my daughter. I keep it on private. Like, the people who follow me and I follow are people that I know. through high school, whatever, but I know everyone that follows me.
Right. People I've that met, it's not like creeps.
Exactly. I've met them. I've had conversations with them. Like, I don't mind that they want to know what's going on in my life. But I forgot to switch my Instagram to private after I had ravioli. And I got this random guy who I don't use hashtags to like publicize my pictures. Like, this random guy found my page, wasn't following me, and he liked a picture of me and ravioli, and it just gave me the ick.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, how did he find that?
Yeah. And like, why as a stranger are you liking a picture of me and my child? Like, it's just
right.
It just gave me the ick. It's that I'm that era of mother where I'm thinking about that. Right. So really, that Instagram, long story short, that Instagram is more family, friends, people I know.
On the inside.
Yeah. To keep, you know, mm-hmm. to keep up with Craig and I and Ravioli's life. Now, my new Instagram mm-hmm. is public, and it's really focused on fashion. Mm-hmm. You guys might have heard in our fashion episode, Leslie totally gassing me up and telling me I should own a boutique someday.
I wasn't gassing you up. I was just telling you that I think you could really succeed at that, and I still believe that. So.
Thank you. So yes. I was like, well, I might as well show off like my looks and
show off what you got.
Show them what I got. And it's honestly, it's sparked like this like new creative feeling I haven't had in a really long time.
You little influencer, you.
Well, and I don't even think like influencer. It's just like, I just want to like
share and create.
Well, and I have so many fun outfit ideas, but nowhere to wear them. Right. Mm-hmm. And so why not just like get past that and just wear them?
Right.
And who cares trending, if I'm not going somewhere?
And be trending on Pinterest. Right. Right. I don't care. You do it for the gram.
Yeah. So thank you for the shout out. That is my new Instagram. Anyone feel free to go ahead and follow me. And if you want to talk about fashion, or I also am doing a little bit more of like my tarot stuff over there. Like mm-hmm. it's really just my place where I'm Amber and not the mom. So.
Oh, that's a great way to describe it.
Yeah. I think everybody should have two Instagrams, one for the family and one for the thoughts. It's beautiful.
And it could be thoughts like thou, you know, thoughts, or it could be like thoughts. Like, look at them thoughts. That's so funny.
So, but yeah, thank you for the shout out. I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
I am. And I'm excited because maybe like, you know us, we love to manifest. Like maybe one day you'll get to like use that Instagram for your boutique and get to start selling stuff. Yeah, and like, maybe. I'm learning about this thing called drop shipping. Maybe drop you should shipping. Learn about it. It's like where you have an online like boutique basically, but you don't have to have a warehouse. So you basically, like, you find a boutique that makes and has a warehouse and ships clothes, and you basically buy from them, but someone buys from you. So you're like the middleman, but yeah, you should look into it.
Yeah. So you're like the storefront and they're like the manufacturer. Cool.
Yes. You just did such a better job at explaining that. Yes, that's exactly what.
Well, because you said I have to look into it. So I really needed to make sure I understood.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, we were looking at that. You know me, I'm a little mess entrepreneur over here. So
yeah.
I was looking into that last night. But yeah, you should look into it.
I should. Well, and if anyone wants to follow that Instagram, it's Amber Ponders, so PONDERS, because eventually I will probably put more thought in stuff into my posts, but right now they're just funny.
No, they're fun and cute, and they're just light, and thank that's you. What we need. So
yeah, it's been really fun to kind of pull my attention that way. So, and Leslie, why don't you plug your Instagram just to plug it. She gets on like once every 3 months. You get to see a new picture, and most of the time I'm like, oh, I didn't even know Leslie wasn't in town. Okay.
I say usually it's of the Forerunner. Usually I'm
you're somewhere around. In the mountains.
Yeah. I don't even know what my handle is. Standby. I've had it for a really long time. It is public. I go back and forth. So it's Little Lou with two U's. Mm-hmm. And two underscores. Boom. Because I have to be a pain in the ass and I'm a MySpace kid. No, it's public because at one point I wanted to be like a health influencer.
Yeah.
But then when I decided I wanted to do that, I wasn't like over the drama. And so I
so
was
so you like, just jump started yourself right back into the trauma.
Yeah, I lasted like 3 months and I was like, okay, for my mental health, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. So then I stopped and then I could just go back and forth, but
Well, now you could be like one of those like influencers for literally Toyota because you got shown on our Toyota gang Instagram and Facebook, right? They posted you for both.
Yeah, so that's actually why I'm public now, like right now, is because I started getting some traffic from the from the off-road people. So yeah.
I really think there are some people that's like all they do is take pictures of their vehicle. Like I love my Rosie very much, but she's not anything to like take pictures of. But the
what
runner,
are you talking about? She is a beaut.
She's a beaut, but she's color. Like a mom cart.
No, she's the best.
But you can get the runner in like these beautiful places. If I tried to four wheel with the Rav, I don't think we would make it.
I think you would, but it may be scary. But
yeah,
depending on the place. No, that's that. I mean, again, talk about the dream. I would love to be. That's something else we've talked about. Like, let's manifest. Mm-hmm. Robbie and I would love to have like our own little like Top Gear show, like on YouTube. Aww. Where we would drive around and do different shit. Like, do you watch Top Gear?
Mm-mm, but my husband does, and I hear it.
It's so stupid, but I love it. And they do like dumb shit. Like, what's the best like 90s sedan car? So they'll get like a Honda Civic, like a Toyota Corolla,
and they'll drive them around.
Yeah, and see which one like is the best. So Robbie and I would love to do like our own little Top Gear. And like the dream is to get like, as we've got a bunch of friends with Toyotas, but they're all different Toyotas. So because I've
so
got
you could
my
drive those around.
Exactly. And we've all got like dash cams and we all like film it. We could like have like a literal YouTube series driving throughout the country.
That'd be so fun.
So that's the dream.
Yeah.
But
well, we'll keep manifesting that for you.
Oh,
one of these ventures has got to get us, you know, into
one
the right audience.
One of them, like, we are so dynamic, you
I know.
Guys.
Well, and like, speaking of like influencer, Leslie got a video this weekend of me showing off the phone.
I was like, where are we going with this?
The phone stands that I got so I can take pictures by myself.
You know what? You're so cool. And now you've also solved so many questions that I've had on TikTok for like years. Like, you've explained so much to me.
I know. I went to TikTok and this is where I learned it. Like, I literally went small influencer must haves and like it started popping up with tripods and all sorts of stuff.
So I'm very excited. I'm excited for the. I mean, if you want to tell the good people, we're kind of gatekeeping right now. But.
I know. So I have two tripods. One, I can share them in the stories if anyone's interested. One is like the size of like an umbrella that collapses into itself.
That's a good
and
way to describe it.
You pull it apart until it is 5'4". It is at eye level with me. And then I got one that is more going to be more useful for videos, but it's this little like Wally looking dude that
it's
you put.
So cute.
It's so cute. And you put your phone in and then it's got a lens down at the bottom that tracks movement. So those videos of people walking around their room and their home, like it's all explained.
Those boys dancing.
Yeah.
Where the fucking camera moves with them perfectly.
Yes.
I have pondered over those videos for years.
It's like, this.
Your camera person is phenomenal.
Like, yeah.
Because I work in, you know, I work in the camera world. So I'm like, God, that B-script is so good. Like, I need to get that for my photographers. Like, you literally changed my life.
You literally, it's just a little robot that goes zh, 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 when you move. So.
It's crazy. Bananas.
But Leslie and I are going to try some of this fun stuff out this weekend because we are finally doing our Christmas gift exchange.
It's March. It's fine.
We're close.
I think last year we did it in like. Probably the summer.
Yeah, it was like we did this and then we had our birthday shortly after.
We will be better. I promise. One year, we will be better.
Yeah, when we're both not ill. But anyways, we have a little girls' day planned, and we're going to try out some of our new technology. So we're very close to possibly having a little bit more recorded and something that you can like watch along with us on our social media.
I thought you were going to say we are very close to blowing up. So
that too.
So just, you know, you might as well watch it from the beginning, you know?
Yeah, like you guys are in on ground level. Like, oh, share us with a friend.
Yeah, no, seriously, like Small Word of Business Mouth Saturdays, seriously, mm-hmm. that's sharing us, supporting us is free. Mm-hmm. Like Amber said, word of mouth, that's the best way that we can grow.
Yeah.
If you know someone that might just, like, think about the random shit we have talked about up until this point. We've talked about manatees, haunted paintings. I mean, like tonight's episode, are you kidding me?
I know.
I mean,
we were just variety. Talking about, yeah, how much diversity our podcast has now that we haven't put ourselves in that true crime box. So like we should be hitting, you know, whatever you guys want to talk about. If you want to let us know on social media, like this is a collaboration. We are exploring this world together. Like, we gotta let us know what you want us to talk about. We'd love to do an Explorer Says.
Well, how cute an Explorer Says, and it can be literally anything, as you guys know. Which, last side note before we get started, yes. I have been paying attention a lot to like our episode downloads and numbers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to one that is like our top three.
Yeah.
And it's back from our true crime days. Mm-hmm. And it's one that you did. And you did such a good job. I was like, I was so fucking impressed with us, with like both of us, that mm-hmm. we were like very articulate. And in my opinion, we were just very, I don't know, it just seemed really factual. It seemed like you knew what you were talking about.
I
like,
know. I did.
I was
research.
Really impressed. I was impressed with us. So, old days, but you know, old times, but it was kind of funny to listen to.
But I mean, I think tonight we've done quite a bit of research too. So
you say
this one's going to be up there.
I think you've done much more than I.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay. All right. Well, it seems like a great, good enough segue to me. You know what I mean?
The queen. Leslie, tell the good people what we're talking about today.
So I sent Amber a TikTok a couple months ago, and it was of someone walking up. They were out like on a nature walk, and it was a plant that was waving to them. And I told Amber that I was on that level of woken boke. And that was the moment I put this on the list. And the topic of tonight's episode is, are trees alive? And I guess you can interpret that however you may.
Okay. So I love that you remembered all of that, because when you asked the are trees alive, I had a moment of like, I hope I didn't put that, because I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. So good to know it wasn't me.
No, it was definitely me.
I like panicked and was like, did I black out? Why do I not remember this?
I did, though, with the fucking video, but yeah. No.
Well, So what is your answer to that question, Leslie? Like, did you find a definitive answer?
Okay, so I started off my day by listening to this podcast. So I just searched like living trees, or like trees mm-hmm. that are alive or something like that. And I stumbled upon this podcast. I didn't write it down. I'm the worst ever. They will of course be sourced in mm-hmm. the episode notes. I think it was called Overthinking. It was made back in 2022, and I'll be honest, it wasn't for me.
Oh.
It was basically the hosts were two philosophy professors, and
whoa.
Yeah, and they were way fucking smart. They were young. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they had a sense of humor. They laughed.
They laughed. They knew the feeling humor.
Yeah. But it was obviously a little over my head, because okay. they're fucking philosophy professors.
So were they like talking about like consciousness of trees? Like, are they, do they have a conscious thought?
So they informed me, I never knew this.
Okay.
That like the idea of like trees being alive has been in literature forever, like for a really fucking long time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Socrates, that's his name. Mm-hmm. Socrates. When I wrote this down, I was like, I know I'm going to say this wrong. Socrates. wrote in one of his writings called Phaedrus. I don't know, fucking Greek people. Anyway, so the quote says, "The trees in the countryside can teach me nothing, but the men in the city do." And so, this podcast, these really smart fucking people were like, "So, Papa, that basically."
Cheerio.
That basically like drew the line, the imaginary line of like saying that trees.
Oh no, we're back to the string theory. Jesus.
That like trees you can't learn anything. They're not going to teach you anything. You're not going to be able to grow. And that was like, I mean, Socrates.
Never seen the Disney movie Pocahontas. She literally is the one that gives them the advice the entire time.
So speaking of, I also watched a couple of YouTube videos and someone played a clip from that movie. Mm-hmm. And she makes this line where she says, "My bark is like worse than my bite." And then they pan to these like creatures that like look at her like that's a bad dad joke. That's hilarious. I never got that joke as a kid.
Never did either.
I probably did a bad job of explaining it. Anyway.
No, it was good.
Pocahontas. Yeah, no. So that's. Yeah, that's
so they're saying we can't learn anything from trees and trees can't learn anything from us?
According to Socrates, yes.
Oh, well, fuck Socrates. He's full of shit.
I just think that's really interesting that of all things to write, he writes the trees in the countryside can teach me nothing. I don't know. So
am I so offended because I've learned stuff from trees?
What have you learned?
Well, like, okay, so like the whole argument is we can't learn from them. They can't learn from us, but they do learn from us because like, have you ever seen those pictures of trees where like a human has left an axe laying against it or like a car hasn't moved in 20 years and it's parked right over where the tree started growing? The tree will learn that it can't go up. It recognizes that it can't go up if something's blocking it, and it will fight to survive and actually change its trunk's shape to continue to grow. So that's it learning from us. Because we're the ones that did it to them. They're surviving despite us.
That's a really good point because those smart people also quoted Aristotle. Oh, God. And Aristotle said that plants don't have souls. Because they don't have passion or sensations. But like they do have sensations because they're living cells. Like mm-hmm. trees have living cells. And actually I learned some other really fun, cool fucking facts about trees that like
yes.
they can communicate with each other. They can feed each other. Mm. And also trees move like they yeah, do definitely move over
their
time.
Roots like spread to make sure they can find enough water.
Exactly. So like they're conscious. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they are learning. I mean, that sounds pretty fucking living to me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
I mean, I think so because it's not maybe necessarily breathing, if that's what you like associate with living, but it grows. It needs nourishment to survive. Like all, so then you could argue that all plants are living too.
Well, I think they do kind of breathe, don't they? Like through their roots because
yeah, like the water and the air and stuff.
Right. And I also learned that apparently they have like sugar that they make from phosphorus. I don't know what the fuck I was learning in third grade, but it wasn't this.
It wasn't so, tree science.
It was absolutely not this. I learned this all like 2 hours ago. So
If we have any forestry listeners, they're just like, oh,
they're dying. Hey, if you are, I just know I always wanted to be like Ranger Rick and like, yeah, be a Ranger baddie. Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And like drive my fucking little like Range Rover Jeep. Like that was me. That's what I wanted. So I love trees. And I do. I love trees.
Mm-hmm.
When the research I was did find a little bit talked to just about how many different religions have trees and mm-hmm. the connection that trees have with life.
Because there are trees that have been around longer than like humans.
Exactly. Like, and that's crazy.
And that's living.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah,
it's surviving. Living. Yeah.
And evolving and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that kind of makes me, because I've got my money tree behind me. I don't know if you can see him.
I can.
Rolando.
I do also have some TikTok, so I can stop blabbing and really get to my bullet points here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found some TikToks of trees moving, and I found one of a money tree moving. So I can share those with you.
Fabulous.
But yeah, I mean, pretty much like I saw a lot of other things just saying, something else I wanted to talk about. Obviously, we ate mangoes before this because we're talking, we're asking if trees are living. I couldn't do this.
Yeah, we had to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hello. So I just thought it was interesting that the first thing I found when I asked, are trees like living? I'm thinking creepy. That's what I wanted to find. I wanted to find scary fucking stories about trees. That's what I wanted.
Did you find any?
Not really. I'm assuming you did. I know. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm assuming you did. So, yeah, I found just a bunch of fucking science and philosophy and fucking...
Your favorite things.
Things that I totally can grasp and understand. So
guys,
I just thought that was funny.
We've literally like...
Switched. Again.
Like, between the haunted paintings and now this one. Like, I'm being the creepy one and Leslie's like... Let me talk about my deep thoughts and feelings.
Let me drop some fucking science on you.
Yeah, and really just break your brain.
And talk about photosynthesis. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting. And basically all the philosophers said that they weren't living because they don't speak, they don't have a language, and they just kept mentioning passion and having passion for things. But like, okay, so I learned that when a bug can chew, okay, actually, maybe this isn't true. Because then my next bullet says that it was actually maybe not true. But someone was saying that plants have this sensation where if a bug is like chewing on the leaves, mm-hmm. the trees can produce like this gas that makes the leaves taste bad. And then they can
get the bugs to leave it alone.
Right. And then that gas like causes this chain reaction through the other trees that alerts them, hey, these bugs are coming to fuck with me. So they also release the gas. And so it's like a form of communicating.
It's like echolocation, but with smell.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh.
And so like they're communicating. They have senses. They're telling their other companions how to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like compassion. Seems pretty living to me.
Yeah. Whoa, that's trippy.
But then this other... So that was the girl who said that she grew up hugging trees. But then the other guy was like, well, actually, I decided to look up where that information came from. And apparently it was quoted from a book or like a medical journal that was titled The Silent Scream of the Lima Bean.
What the fuck?
Smart people are weird. It was a weird afternoon for me. and apparently he like quoted this like group of scientists that were at this like board, and they just said that they knew about these trees being able to like emanate this gas. So he felt like it wasn't a reliable source.
So to understand, is this two separate podcasts, or is this
This is
psychology major speaking to this California person?
No, it was the same podcast, and they were friends. And
that like would break my brain to like follow along with. It's like every time one of them talks, it like breaks the wall.
It was weird. It was a strange, yeah.
Pairing.
That's what I'm saying. I just think it was probably just over my head, to be honest. Like, I just think they're super fucking smart. Mm. I will say it was nice. They didn't use a lot of like really big words. Like they didn't use a lot of words that I had to be like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Like, okay. I like that.
So that was good. Yeah. But I did learn a lot of that. I know I didn't finish it. I tried listening to it twice and I couldn't finish it for the exact reason you just said. It was
too much.
A little dry, a little like, I don't understand why you're laughing, you know, like, so.
Okay.
I'm sure some people listen to us and don't understand why we're laughing too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not, no, I agree.
I'm just making sure I'm not talking shit. I just.
No.
Yeah.
I trust. All right.
Anyway, the last thing I found was that in Greek mythology, they didn't say that trees were living per se, but they said that there were sprites that lived in the trees that like made them move.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And then I also learned about these trees called the blood tree that has red sap. So when
I saw something on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did take screenshots tonight. I actually was prepared.
Because isn't it when it gets cut, it looks like it's like bleeding or something?
Yeah, it actually looks really gross. I just sent you some pictures.
Okay.
So just some other things I wanted to mention that aren't necessarily of any importance. while I was looking for haunted trees, I was looking on Reddit because like I just figured I can find shit on Reddit. I didn't find a lot of shit on Reddit, but I did find a Reddit group called Trees Being Dicks.
Oh, geez. Your picture just came through. Jesus.
I know. Isn't that terrifying?
That looks like a murder.
Sorry, I'm jumping around too much.
That's okay. Sorry, you're okay.
I know. Isn't that tree
Goth
like
plants?
When I was like, why is it bleeding? Like what? But it's just because the sap is red. So it just, when you,
I would never be able to cut one of those down. I would feel like a freaking murderer.
Yeah, it literally looks graphic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called the blood tree. There is a long really smart name that kind of looks like pterodactyl but with a pus at the end.
Ooh.
Gross. And it's a tree that's in southern Africa. And so
wow,
it's in the Congo, all that good stuff. Anyway,
okay.
So, yeah, I did find a Reddit called It's Trees Being Dicks. That just makes me laugh. And if I had to see these things, then Amber, you also have to see these things.
The type of friendship we have.
Some of them are funny. You can pick and choose what you share on the podcast. Okay. Instagram.
I know sometimes when we send a lot back and forth, I'm like, oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, yeah. Feel free to not save any of this shit.
Well,
again, this is why we need a drive.
These are too good. I can't not.
Like, I just am curious who created this Reddit group. Why?
Like, why did they look at a tree and go, fuck that tree?
And they were like, fuck that tree.
I'm going to take a picture of it and roast him on the internet.
They definitely were eating salads.
Yes. It's the only way you can look at these.
That's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
I did find a spooky tree that a guy in 1834 was hung for murder. And he was like, I didn't kill this person. It was my friend. I didn't kill this person. And he said that if he was innocent, he would prove his innocence by an oak tree would grow from his heart after his death.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, an oak tree grew out of his grave and still stands to this day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? In Alabama. So, and I got a picture of that too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to want to see that.
Fucking weird, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's like, that man was a witch.
Oh my god, he was a witch. Yeah. Or he just was like really like, no, listen to me, I'm being for real.
Like his passion like manifested what he was saying.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Well, I found the weird stuff.
I'm very excited. I need weird.
So, I don't know where I want to start. So, I guess I should start with what I thought of when you said we were going to talk about this tonight. So, to me, being alive isn't necessarily moving, breathing, like all the things that you were able to point out. I was like, I feel like Leslie might be able to go that route with this. And so I was
scientific.
Like, uh-huh. Yeah. And so I was like, I'm going to get weird. I'm going to do perfect. It because I wanted to find weird stuff. So mine went a little bit more deep in the alive as in what are some of the worst traits that we have as humans? And do trees do that as well?
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
So are trees bad?
You were correct. I did not research what you researched. Amber said that to me on a polo this afternoon. Bingo. I did not research that. I love this for you. Okay. And the rest of us. Okay. Let's go. I'm very excited.
So the first one that I found, it's maybe not necessarily a tree, but it is a plant. So we're going to just wrap it into the same group.
It counts.
It is a legendary carnivorous plant large enough to kill and consume a human or other large animal.
Is it a Venus flytrap?
No, it's called a man-eating plant.
Oh my God, that's what it's called?
Yes.
Okay, do we have pictures or do I need to
Google?
I have
pictures. Nope, I can do this.
Oh, okay, good.
Let me send it.
I love how you're like, no, it's literally just called a man-eating plant.
Yeah, like it's... So this is a legend, which I also didn't know there were legends about plants.
how so fucking this, epic is that, though? Like, yeah, you're badass.
Yeah, so myths and fictional tales exist around the world. And one of the myths is that there used to be a man-eating plant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear why there's no longer.
Yeah. So depiction of a man being consumed by, this is what you're looking at, by a Yavitu, which is an ICU, carnivorous tree found in both Africa and Central America from Sea and Land by J.W. Buell is where this picture's from. We'll post it. That was a lot of information.
Oh my God. It looks like the Whomping Willow.
Kind of. And I kind of feel like this might be where that like idea might have kind of come from.
Ooh, you're probably right.
So the earliest known report of a man-eating plant originated as early fabrication written by Edmund Spencer of the New York World. Spencer's article first appeared in the daily edition of the New York World on April 26th, 1874.
Oh my gosh.
It appeared again in the weekly edition of the newspaper 2 days later. In the article, a letter was published by a German explorer named Karl Leche, who provided a report of encountering a sacrifice performed by the Makuto tribe of Madagascar.
Oh.
This story was picked up by many other newspapers of the day, which included Australia, all over the world, and it gained even greater notoriety when it went to Australia in October of 1874. It did describe the tree, if you want to hear about it.
Yes.
The slender, delicate palpi with a fury of starved serpents quivered a moment over her head, then as if instinct with demonic intelligence fastened upon her in sudden coils round and round her neck and arms. Then, while her awful screams and yet more awful laughter rose wildly to be instantly strangled down again into a gurgling moan, the tendrils one after another, like great green serpents with brutal energy and infernal rapidity, rose, retracted themselves and wrapped her about in fold after fold, ever tightening with cruel swiftness and savage tendencies of anacondas fastening upon their prey.
I'm speechless. They were so much smarter than we are today.
Yes.
Imagine having that vocabulary. I don't even...
couldn't even get it out once.
No, you did a great job. I wasn't smart enough. I was like picturing, I was like following along for a minute, and then I was like, what? And then
so pretty she much down. She's but that sounds shaking fucking her crazy. Limbs are about like snakes, and then she's just like
the shrieking.
Yeah.
Like the picture. I know that's it's like, oh my God.
Like it picked a person up and like crunched it into them.
How fucking graphic.
Yes. So let me see here. We've got
I'll say there's a plant in like Star Wars too that does mm-hmm. that when they go to see Jabba the Hutt and they make him mad and they're about to throw him in that little pit.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's like a plant.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, those ideas all could have come from mm-hmm. this. Like, it's mm-hmm. crazy. So it was given more publicity in Madagascar. The Land of the Man-Eating Tree was a book by Chase Osborne, who had been a governor of Michigan. Osborne claimed that both the tribes and the missionaries on Madagascar knew about the hideous tree, repeated the above lychee account, and acknowledged, "I do not know whether this tigerish tree really exists or whether the blood-curdling stories about it are pure myth. It is enough for my purpose if its story focuses your interest upon one of the least known spots of the world." So he's like, I don't care if it's real or fake, we're getting your eyes on Madagascar, which is what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. But I just was just thinking it could be really fun because I think they have like witches, you know, in that area. What mm-hmm. if she was like a witch, because there's only one of them, and she was like turned into this tree.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you're gonna tell me, I mean, if she doesn't exist anymore.
Well, so that's the thing. This is just really talking about the like the literature talking about it. So there really isn't an account that I can find. Let's see.
I hope she's a witch. But it sucks that they turned her into a tree.
I know. Because that would make sense, like, if that was a witch that was wrongfully killed, kind of like your gentleman.
Or maybe she was, like, a bad witch and another witch, like, did it.
Put her in a curse, yeah.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Let's see. I found another article. Let me see.
It's giving Vampire Diaries.
Mm-hmm. It's too yeah, it ends with it saying that it hasn't been fact checked enough to know if it's real or not.
It's real.
I think so.
How fun is that? I mean, not for her and for the people who got eaten, but like mm-hmm. how fun is that for us to talk about right now?
I know. So there's a man-eating tree. So I was like, well, murder. Okay, that's a horrible thing that people do.
Murder again.
What's another horrible thing that people do? Set curses is pretty bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could say, like, I queen. Curse you, or really curse you, depending on your witchy yeah. status.
Yeah. Oh, you were just saying like I doom you, not like I'm going to hex you.
Well, it's the variation, right? Okay. So this is a forest that's said to curse people.
Ooh.
So there is a curse associated with the Petrified Forest. Have you heard of the Petrified Forest?
Is that the one in Japan?
No, it's in the United States.
Great.
Yeah. So about 200 million years ago, the now Arizona was lush, green. It was a wetland, rivers, streams, mud. It was, you know, a whole smorgasbord. And at some point, floodwaters carried huge logs to, it's said to be the remains of ancient Confucius trees that grew to great heights onto sandy floodplains. And over the ages, stilts and volcanic ash covered the logs, and water seeped into the wood, carrying silica. Eventually, the wood became saturated with minerals, and it was petrified.
Jeez, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So it's in Arizona?
So it's in Arizona, and today it's a Petrified Forest National Park, and it's near somewhere called Holbrook, Arizona. It receives thousands of visitors a year, and there are certain rules with this forest that unfortunately humans don't always listen to.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. My first instinct was fuck the rules, but okay. Don't fuck the rules. Got it.
Don't fuck the rules. So one of the main rules in most national parks is don't take shit.
I don't do that.
That is, neither do I. You leave no trace and you take nothing. So this park is open for thousands of visitors a year, and it's estimated that the park loses about 12 tons of petrified wood a year. So people are taking the thing that is so magical and they're taking it home with them.
Wow.
Which is a fine.
Well, yeah, it's literally the name of the forest.
Yeah, it's like walking into an art exhibit and then taking the art.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It needs to stay where it is.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So there has been a myth that's developed that when you steal from the petrified forest, you start to get bad luck.
I love a good karma story.
So park rangers noticed a few years ago that they were getting letters or packages, and it would have the petrified wood that they were sending back after they stole with letters saying they were sorry.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm curious what came first. Like, how did people know it was the wood?
Well, because they would go to the forest and take it.
I know, but I mean, like, and then all of a sudden they have bad enough luck. I mean, did they just, like, trace it back to, this didn't start until they took the wood?
I guess,
Does shit happen that, like, makes them think, like, it's this fucking wood and I need to take this fucking back?
Yeah, like, maybe the curse is bothering their dreams and they're back in the forest when they steal. Maybe.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. So, rangers have been getting thousands of letters a year with pieces of the wood being sent back and notes saying they're sorry. Or there was one woman who said she took a piece of petrified wood and 3 months later she had aggressive cancer and her daughter was sending the wood back because they thought it was because of the wood.
Oh my.
Yeah.
That's intense.
So this is just, no one can pinpoint. It's not like it's a curse that does one thing to everybody. People just have horrible luck.
It's a karma curse.
Yes. Yes. So there, what's interesting though, is people sending the wood back. I think that's so interesting. 'Cause like technically the stolen items are coming back.
Well,
so it's not like depleting the forest of able to see this.
I'm just curious, like, did people start sending it back and then like the rangers like posted like, wow, we're starting to get this must be haunted, and then people were like, oh, I have this fucking wood and this my life sucks.
So when you go into the park, I forgot, so thank you for reminding me, when you go into the park there is a pile of wood and the letters. Like, they leave it on display for everybody to see as, like, a warning of, so you're not allowed to take stuff, but if you're thinking about taking stuff, like, this is happening.
I see. And now that makes much more sense because there are
assholes. I'm so sorry.
No, because there are Well, I mean, don't be sorry, because it does make sense, but I still am curious, like, how the first person, like, I'm just hoping that the forest haunted the fuck out of their dreams.
Oh, it's probably what it was.
Right? I love a good haunting.
Yeah.
You know me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so yeah.
That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah. So it's not a curse to go there, but it's a curse to steal.
That's fucking cool. And that's important because it's, you know, save the planet and like, don't touch it. That's not yours.
Yeah. Like, let things be.
So I don't really think that's a bad thing.
No, it's not. I just think that it's interesting.
I get it.
Yeah.
Cursing. I mean, cursing isn't great. There are other alternatives.
Yeah. But like, maybe the trees are like, fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck your alternatives.
Yeah. Like,
this works. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's just a little edgy. It's a little edgy tree witch.
Okay. Love that. Love that for them.
So then I have one more that I looked up.
Okay. Perfect.
So again, I'm thinking of the worst things that people do, and I have to talk about murder again. So
murder.
Yeah. So murder, curses, murder. That's what the bad things that people do in my brain.
I mean, those are pretty bad fucking things.
Yeah. So this one is called a Posonia tree. Have you ever heard of a Posonia tree?
I have not.
So this tree likes to kill birds.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I like birds.
So the whole point of a plant like surviving is dependent on the birds and the insects, because they disperse the seeds and that's how plants continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they help with the air and the dirt and the poop and all the stuff just kind of goes all together when you're talking about the ecosystem of plants.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this tree called the Posonia, and it's not any different than a normal plant. It still needs the insects and the bugs, or I'm sorry, the insects and the birds to send the seeds to do all the things that they do. However, mm-hmm. the tree entices small birds to build nests on the branches. And when the birds brush against these branches, the tree's sticky seeds get stuck to the bird's feathers. After some time, when the seeds fall off, and ideally when the birds had traveled to another island, so ideally the goal was the seeds were going to fall off while they're flying. But there are some instances where they didn't fall off. Instead of using the birds as pollinators, the Posonia ends up killing a large number of birds by ladening them with so much seed that the birds are unable to fly away. So it becomes this like mucusy texture. The seeds like get wet and they get stuck to the birds, and then there's so much stuck to the birds that they can't fly away. Am I doing okay?
My God. I'm doing okay. My God. I'm like, do I Google that picture? Do I want to know?
Oh, I've got it. Don't worry.
I know you do.
So the birds end up either falling to the ground or starving to death.
Oh, I don't know what I like better.
But the like weirdest part is, so scientists have started to study this because this is the only tree of its kind that's over-pollinating and causing the death of the pollinator. So they found that, you know, because there's nutrients in a bird and, you know, decay and all of that, and that can help plants thrive. So they were thinking maybe the tree is trying to evolve and get more sustenance, pretty much.
Oh my God, it's like the evil villain of fucking the rainforest.
Mm-hmm. However, the scientists found that the difference when it came to the birds pooping on the tree for fertilizer versus their decaying bodies, the poop actually helped them grow more.
So they were just doing it for fun.
So they're killing the thing that's helping them grow more.
So they're stupid.
Yes.
So they're boy trees.
I mean, obviously. But there, I just thought that was so interesting because it's almost fucking
weird.
It's evolving and changing what it thinks it needs with pollinating, but also because of the over pollination, it's actually killing the thing that could help it pollinate. So it's almost like these trees are realizing that they're going extinct and they keep spitting out their seeds to try to get them out there. But then they're killing the pollinator or the bird because they're spitting too many seeds out.
That's so fucking weird. Yeah. That is such an interesting event. Like, I'm speechless.
You know what I'm thinking of? And it's like a viral TikTok that I'm sure I could try to find. But it's like that art exhibit that someone did in New York where they had a robot arm that was slowly leaking oil. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
And then it like exhausted itself by trying to clean up the oil.
Yes.
And the longer it did, like the sadder it was.
Yes.
And then it died. So that's what this tree's doing.
That's, I want to know why. I mean, like, I know you just basically explained to me why, but like...
Well, I explained like how and like the cause, but not the why is it not pollinating? Like, why does it know it's dying?
Well, and I don't know if like everybody's brain does this. I don't think they do. I don't know, because... Garrett on YouTube told me that his brain does it too, and he acted like not everybody's brain does it.
What?
So I like give most things a character. So like a personality.
Yep.
And like a name.
Yeah.
Like including like food sometimes. Like I'll name like Frederick.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, your cow. You named your cow.
Yeah. And yeah. Rolando. Yeah, the tree. Rolando. Like, right. Like I give most things a personality. So I just want to know why. Like, I want to know, because in my head, I can see them having a personality, and I just, like, that's crazy. You're just killing yourself.
So are you seeing a personality of, like, an evil, like,
yeah,
personality? So, like, it doesn't care, like, fuck the world, I'm just going to let it go up in smoke, like, evil?
Well, that's, I guess I said yeah at first, but I guess that's what I'm trying to determine. Like, are they just doing it because they just don't like the birds and they're just trying to kill the birds?
Yeah.
Or are they doing it because they genuinely, like you're saying, think that they're fixing the problem?
And they aren't. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they don't understand. Like, are they panicking or are
See,
they...
See, I'm imagining panicking.
Or are they like laughing and enjoying it? I hope they're not panicking, because that would be really sad.
I'm imagining panicking.
Okay, so do you give things personalities too? So then maybe everybody does.
Like in my head, they're like, just I'm imagining like a tree like breathing really heavy and going, and the seeds are like flying off of it, and then I hear like small women going, and they're all like freaking out.
I like the addition of the small women. That's so sad. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope they're, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's better, because if they're panicked, then that's a lose-lose for the birds and the tree. Because, like, everybody is dying and nobody's winning. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily want the bad guy to win. I don't love that some dude's killing birds. Like, I like birds because that's bad for the birds.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? So, I don't know what scenario is better.
So do you just keep hopping back and forth between like the trees are laughing and they're crying? It's just like,
yeah. That's why I was so quiet for a second, because I just was trying to decide
what personality you were going with
them to have. And yeah,
I didn't realize people didn't give like personalities. And like when I got Rosie, the Toyota app literally says like name your car. So I thought that everyone did it.
Well, I mean, some people name their car, but I don't know if they give them, like, a personality.
Oh, Rosie's just, like, a tired old bitch.
Rosie's a mom, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's a tired mom.
Astrid's, like, a demon Viking goddess.
Yeah, no, mine's just tired.
Oh, no.
She's just like, yep, we made it.
Oh, no, we need to give her a little spa day.
I guess.
But anyway,
yeah.
Well, we really derailed here, but what an episode.
I mean, but we're just talking about, you know, inanimate objects that might actually be more adamate.
That's I mean, I see what you're saying, and you're right, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're just being philosophical. I'm telling you, these people probably were just drunk as fuck. We know they were. They lived off of wine. That's all, you know what I mean? Like, and they were just talking about stupid shit, exactly what we just did. And then they wrote them down, and then someone was like, oh, that's so smart.
So then could you imagine if in like 100 years our podcast is still floating out there and now we're the Aristotle of the generation?
I can only hope that we
some like shape Xenon, the girl from the 21st century is going to be like listening to this on her spaceship. Like, what the fuck did these old biddies think? They're just gonna be like, they were so stupid.
We were not stupid. No, we were saying that we're philosophical, because
like, I know, but I'm saying then the next like 100 year generation will be like, what? They were probably all just high all the time.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. So just call me Aristotle. I'll make another Instagram.
call me Socrates or whatever six names I gave him before.
Well, friends, why don't you in the comments let us know, like, are trees alive?
Are trees alive? What are your favorite trees? What's your favorite tree?
Yeah. I'm really digging Rolando right now.
You like a good money tree?
Yeah, I like him.
Just him. No, that's good.
Yeah. So I told Craig that as a reward, because I've had him since New Year's.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah. So, and he's still thriving. He is actually sprouting new leaves. So he's like surviving and thriving. But my gift to myself is for my birthday, I'm going to buy another plant.
Cute.
He survives that long.
I'm very excited for you. Yes.
So I'm excited too, because I always thought I had a black thumb, but I learned I just didn't do enough research about the plant before I bought it.
Right. That's very smart. I don't do any research. I have a plant that I've managed to keep alive for like 4 years, but I've done no research on it.
Well, you know what helped me the most was someone on a Reddit page, because I panicked because I told the story and my things that make me happy, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was messing with him a lot and like I panicked and thought I like killed him and I was really attached to him already. And then someone on Reddit was just like, leave it alone. And I've literally done that since. And like, I think they said like new plant owners are like too eager and they're so mm-hmm. eager they kill their plants.
No, it makes total sense. It makes total sense because we're so excited because mm-hmm. it's like, oh my God, I have this little creature and it's alive mm-hmm. with a personality, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that just, you know, also makes me feel guilty for all the plants that I've killed before. Sorry. I will be better, including because you have feelings.
It's okay. Nobody's perfect.
I just imagine all my plants dying like SpongeBob when he tried to hang out with Sandy without the water. That was their last thought.
I need it. I'm going to go watch SpongeBob.
I know.
Go to bed.
I am too. That sounds like a good time.
It's on Netflix or Amazon.
Ooh, good to know. See?
Yeah.
Leslie's just got the facts.
I got the facts because I watched the same shit as we already know. I've watched the same shit that I've watched my entire life. And yes, that includes SpongeBob. So
I love it. So let us know below, friends. Are trees alive? And give us instances when you have named an inanimate object or an animate object to feel closer to it.
Oh, that's cute. And sound off if you liked this cute little plant girl podcast of ours.
Yeah.
How fun was this?
So fun.
I love that we get to wear different hats every week.
And who knows what next week will be.
I mean, we do, but you don't. And on that note, we'll spook you next week.
Bye.